Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, December 12th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic. Today, we want to discuss social engineering. We want to break down this term because this is the construct, this is the concept, this is the control system that we are in. We also want to talk about, probably on tomorrow's show, get into spiritual engineering, and we want to discover what is the building process, what is the highest quality of spiritual and financial and nutritional and intellectual capacity and relationships that we can have. In other words, if you are building a house, wouldn't you want to build that house with systems that work? And so there are And there is a underpinning foundation that can be repeatedly used. As an engineer, it is the ability to understand, overstand, and understand that there are natural laws and spiritual laws that we must harmonize in order for us to work better with building whatever it is that we're trying to build. And so without this over and understanding, my brothers and my sisters, we find ourselves in a conundrum. Because what happens is that without this ability to understand that you have been socially and culturally engineered. Now, I think that, you know, I have this social and cultural freedom, that I have the capacity by which to choose what constructs and what mental dispositions and ideals that I want to express, expose, and expand. But if I am honest with myself, and I am at this point in my life where, you know, honesty is the best policy, being authentic to myself. And it's so important that, my brothers and sisters, that you be authentic to yourself. Now, in order to do that, that requires you to engage in the understanding of the world that you live in. Now, the world that we live in is the result of a social engineering that is taking place on such a grand scale that it boggles the mind. Everything that you do is the result of a carefully programmed and presented political, social, economical, spiritual platform. Everything, every word, every character, every person, every event, every food, every plant, every animal, everything that you have been exposed to has been selected for you. You didn't select it. And if we don't understand what that means, then what I'm about to express, expose, and expand to you today is going to not really be able to, you're not going to be able to wrap your brain around. And it's very, very, very important, my brothers and sisters, to understand that. Because if we don't, then we are in trouble. So social engineering, as I talked about and put in the intro, goes all the way back to Plato's book that he wrote called The Republic. And in that book, Plato said that things to control the behavior of a society. Those three things that are needed to control the behavior of a society and to control your behavior is drama. Drama and trauma, they're both the same, drama, music, and fashion. And when you think about those three things, drama, music, and fashion, according to Plato, he said, if you give me those three things, I can control the world. I can socially engineer the world. And it's interesting because I would think that it would require, like, weapons, that it would require, you know, some type of a military. If I had to pick three things to take over a country or to take over a culture or to mind elf somebody, if I had to pick three things, I wouldn't pick these three things. But Plato said that if you can give me drama or theater or trauma, if you can give me music, and if you give me fashion, I can control the way people think. And what Plato said inside of this book entitled, again, The Republic, that was written an umpteen years ago, according to Plato. And Plato, again, as you may or may not know, knew a little something about what he was talking about. Him and Socrates back in the day, well, there's some pretty bright bulbs. So Plato talked about how to put a society in a coma. And today's society is in a coma. So Plato talked about in this book, which is really mind-blowing, because the way that we live today is the result of this, which simply means that people perceive their entire life through the entertainment that they exist, through sports and entertainment. And so the word entertainment, as I've talked about before, is the word entertainment. So entertainment is entertainment. Entertainment is entertainment. It means to enter and train or enter and tame. So if I want to dumb you down, if I want to neuter you, if I want to comatose you, then I need drama, music, and fashion, or entertainment. So entertainment, again, is the thing that freely programs the brain, because the brain works upon pixels, and the brain works on waves of vibration. So drama, again, creates the emotional. It releases the chemical aspect of you. Music controls the electrical aspect of you. Fashion controls the biological aspect of you. So drama, music, and fashion controls the biological, electrical, chemical, or the spirit, the soul, and the body. So Plato knew a little something about what he was doing. And then Plato continued on, and he said that if you really pay close attention to the way that a society works, you have to get them to sit calmly, to absorb and to listen to the drama, the music, and the fashion. And how you get people to sit calm is to create a sitcom. So we watch television sitcoms, and the sitcom is designed to make you sit calm. But we don't know that sitcom, sitcom, is really sitcalm. So to me, to get you to sit calmly, so that way you can freely allow me to program you. There's no bullets. There's no force. There's no coercion. I ain't got to talk about your mama, your daddy. I ain't got to call you out your name. I don't have to get you upset. You will voluntarily take your brain out your skull and give it to me. All I got to do is produce a program. And so television programming was introduced. So they decided to create TV because programs program. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. It's right there in plain sight. Nobody's lying to you. Nobody's lying to you. So they decided that we're going to sit you down and we're going to give you villains and we're going to give you heroes. And these villains and these heroes, they're going to be in the form of a sitcom. So that way you can sit calm. And we're going to watch it through this thing called a TV, which means to teleport a vision. So I'm going to transport my vision into your head. And my vision is better than the God's vision, so that's why this social engineering worked. So Plato knew that these three things guaranteed you would be programmed. And these three things have nothing to do with what they tell you. So you're looking for all of this esoteric brainwashing techniques, and what do they brainwash you? Drama, music, and fashion, because of Plato. Now, Plato put this inside of his book, The Republic, and he put it inside of his manifesto, but Plato went a step further. Plato said that if we can introduce and replace something that people have, we've got to replace this. Now, this is really dangerous because what Plato did was he replaced Heru with Hero. Now, everybody that's listening to me, we all are heroes. Is there anybody that doesn't like a hero? Now, I love watching Marvel comics. They come out with all these, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, all of these heroes. But what nobody told you that the word hero is actually the word Hero. So a hero, H-E-R-O, is really H-E-R-U. Now, Hero should be a word that you are familiar with, but it may not be. And so if you don't understand how social programming works on a global scale, let's take anybody, any politician. Let's take Donald Trump. Do you think that Donald Trump, won? You know Donald Trump was selected. What about President Obama? How did Obama was selected. What about Ron Paul? What about, any politician? What about the music industry? What about 50 Cent? What about Kanye West? What about Beyonce? What about Garth Brooks? What about Dolly Parton? What about Samuel L. Jackson? Samuel L. Jackson is in every freaking commercial and every movie on the planet right now. Watch the movies. Every time they meet a black man, Samuel L. Jackson is in there. What about Shania Twain? What about, remember back in the day, Charlie Pride? I don't know, when I was a kid growing up, You youngsters don't know nothing about Charlie Pride. This was the only black dude with country western music. He would go in them good old honky-tonk bars, and he was a black man. And I couldn't figure out how in the hell he wasn't lynched. How did Charlie Pride go into these places, and he was still alive? He'd walk in, and he'd play in front of a, you know, he could go to Tennessee. He could go to Alabama and play in, you know, hang Negro country. And Charlie Pride would go in there and play his country and western music, and he would come out. How is Charlie Pride not dead? What about my boy, the whistleblower dude? How is he not dead? Can somebody please explain to me, this little scrawny kid, Snowden, Eric Snowden, they just made a movie about him. Could you mean to tell me this dude took on the United States government and he exposed through WikiLeaks and all this stuff, and he ain't dead? Could you please explain to me how this dude is not dead? Let's go ahead and break down social engineering and the Zionist geo-strategy. See, they have what they call selected hero to replace Heru, because we don't even know who Heru is. And so your entertainment is designed to go in and entertain you through this medium of, I always say, math, music, and language. It's really drama, music, and fashion, because those things allow you to sitcom, because they put it in a form of a sitcom. And you watch a television sitcom, and it's designed to tell a vision or to tell a vision or to tell a lie. So that now the hero is designed to replace Heru. Because really, if you look at what Heru represents you. Heru means that you are the hero. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole Egyptology thing, but I need you to understand social engineering and why they had to remove H-E-R-U and replace it with H-E-R-O. Because, see, everybody wants to be a hero unless they can have a hero. And so our brains have been programmed freely, voluntarily. Nobody put a gun to your head, brother. Nobody made you go watch the Transformers. Nobody made me go watch Superman versus Batman. Nobody made me go watch Spider-Man. Nobody made me go watch, you know, Thor. Nobody made me go watch Wolverine and the X-Men. Nobody did. But when I went there and I watched that, and I said, I'm going to be like them dudes. Nobody told me that I am them dudes. That I am my own superhero. So I've been socially engineered and programmed to think that what those dudes do, I can't do. So therefore, I need a representative. So the priests want to make sure that I stay a peasant. Because the priests are doing everything that those dudes in the superhero movies do, but I can't do those things. So I have to project my desire to be what God has designed and gifted me to be, because I can't do it, so I can at least look at somebody else who can, and I can admire, and from a distance, I can be a hero, because I can't be Heru. See, social engineering works so that way it deactivates your true power, and it activates lethargy. See, video games work on the same construct. Video games teach you to watch somebody play football instead of teaching you to go and play football. Video games, the world we live in, teaches you to watch and not to participate. Religion teaches you to watch and believe in God instead of going out and participating and acting like and being God. So the social construct versus the spiritual engineering. See, spiritual engineering says you go be spirit. Social engineering says you watch spirit. So the social construct, my brothers and sisters, is designed to neuter you, to make sure that Heru never comes out. And so you cannot become a spiritual engineer because you've been socially engineered. And so this social engineering takes place before you was even a hatchling. Before you was a thought form, you was already duped because it's in the genetic code of your parents. See, my brother and sister, do you think that people, like the people are the heroes of our day? like people who play basketball, football, those are our heroes. Look at Michael Jordan, hero. LeBron James, hero. Kobe Bryant, hero. Venus and Serena, hero. You know, look at, you know, Dan Marino, hero. Look at, you know, Larry Bird, hero. Think about Tiger Woods in golf, hero. It is the commercializations of the sports media complex that now promotes the ideal that a person who plays with a basketball, how in the world do we play football players $100 million, baseball players $100 million, and the president of the United States makes $400,000? I mean, all of those numbers are, but we got a teacher inside a classroom that can't make $35,000. And she raising the next generation. You see, my brothers and sisters, we have been reverse engineered through social engineering. Social engineering is crazy because Barack Obama is a socialist who was engineered. He was designed to be the hero for the black community. So they promoted Barack Obama. They put him out there, and every Negro in America says, yes, he's a black man. We don't care what he believes. We don't care where he's from. We don't know nothing about his belief system. We don't care the fact that he sold us out and he ushered in the freaking new age of the Islamic Republic, and now we are an Islamic country. Nobody cares about that. He was a black man. So we don't even know about his CIA background. We don't. You know what? Most people don't even care. That's what blows my mind. People don't even care. They voted for him because of his color, or they voted against him because of his color. See, the government knows that every once in a while we need a hero. We need somebody to take the pressure off. And so they promote. Do you honestly think that this dude, Eric Snowden, is alive today as we speak because he just some kind of way, like when they couldn't find Bin Laden? Y'all really thought they couldn't find Bin Laden? Now we can spot a tick on a donkey's butt from freaking Pluto, but we can't find Bin Laden. But we got the technology that we can find a needle in a haystack, but we can't find one man. Snowden is alive today because they want him to be alive today. And if they don't, the day that they decide that they don't need him no more, that's the day that he will cease to exist, because he's a social construct. He's been placed. He's a hero that's been put in front of us, so that way we can take our focus off what the government is really doing. So social engineering, my brothers and sisters, this stuff goes way, way back. But the purpose of social engineering, remember, I never talk about what. I explain what, but I'm not interested in what's happening. Why are we being social engineered? They don't want us to know something. What is it they don't want us to know? Why is it that we are shown these superheroes, and why is it that all these superheroes are usually from another planet? Why do they have alien? Why do they always have alien powers? Superman came to us from somewhere. Thor came from somewhere. Spidey was bit by Spider-Man. You know, Wolverine, the X-Men, they always mutants through some kind of genetic anomaly or some kind of freak genetic accident. The Hulk, you know, all of these superheroes, they're not natural superheroes. They are supernatural superheroes. And so that placed them outside of our reach. So we can identify with them, but we cannot be them. See, this is how social engineering works. So social engineering works by controlling the behavior of a society defined based upon Webster, Wikipedia, or whatever dictionary or whatever, you know, resource that you want to use. Let's define this word social engineering. Please remember this. If you don't remember anything else from today's study, please remember this. Social engineering is the psychological manipulation of a people into performing acts. Let me say that again. Social engineering. Let me read another example for you. Social engineering is the attack on human interaction that involves tricking people into breaking normal procedures. Normal. Social engineering is the art of manipulating people so that they automatically give up their God-given rights. Social engineering. Social engineering, my brothers and sisters, is why you have no spiritual power. Now, how? This is what. Let's break down why, and then we break down how. Well, let's break down how first. How does social engineering happen? Through linguistics. Now, what do you mean? By replacing the O, or replacing the U, changing the letters. Because, see, I've been saying this for years. I've been talking about magic, the magi, how did they work. Man, I don't even know. Do you know that your entire self-image right now, how you think about yourself? Now, I just did the show yesterday, and I was breaking this down on yesterday's show, yesterday night. So hopefully you listened to it. If not, you got to go back and listen to that show. Because in that show, I tried to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify some very, very, very basic stuff as to why you hate yourself. Now, you probably don't think you do, but I know that you do because you don't listen to yourself. And the title of yesterday's show was Make Me Happy. And the subtitle was, Should We Spend Our Lives Making Other People Happy? Why? Well, first of all, why do we spend our lives trying? We live our life. Everybody listens to this show. You, every day of your life, you have an urge to do something for somebody else at your own expense. But why? Why are you designed? Why do you have this urge or this desire to promote other people over yourself? Now, you call it selflessness. You call it, you know, I'm kind, I'm compassionate. Like me, you know, hey, I like being a doormat. You know what I'm saying? I like being nice to people. It's because I'm a compassionate dude. That's the lie I tell myself. Because, you see, my brothers and sisters, if you were building a house, you would not build that house with inferior equipment just because of the fact that you wanted somebody else to like you. You would not set out to be a social failure so that way somebody else could be a engineered or a spiritual or a psychological success. But that's what you're doing. So sociologically, social on a social scale, on a cultural scale, that you are programmed subconsciously with this desire because of the structure of the walls, because of the lack of a spiritual concept, because of the lack of spiritual engineering. And we have been socially engineered. But how have we been socially engineered? Like, what's the details of how did they do it? So, see, social engineering takes place on a grand scale. So what it does is that subconsciously you view yourself. Now, remember Michael Jackson had that movie called The Man in the Mirror? What Michael Jackson was trying to tell us, if you look at the lyrics of that song, Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson was trying to tell us to... And notice Michael Jackson did none of his great work until after he broke away from Sony Records. And then right after he broke away from Sony Records and he started buying back all of his rights to all of his music, and then he obtained ownership of all of the all of the Beatles' music, bam, Michael Jackson was gone. What happened to Prince? Yeah, I do know that Prince was in the process of buying back his musical rights. Once Prince woke up and started owning Once Prince started establishing his own self-image, once Prince decided to own stuff, not manage stuff, once Prince or any black man, or any man, but primarily black men, once you, brother, black man, you might want to listen, once you decide to own something, somebody's going to start paying attention to you. You're going to draw a lot of attention. Now, as long as you're renting, that's why I don't work for nobody else. Now, I found this out a long time ago. As long as your mental construct is an employee-oriented instead of ownership, you're good. As long as you're a house Negro, you're good. But the moment, now, you can work on the plantation, but you can't own one. Why do you think there's no black ownership in the NBA, in the NFL, no major sports, no major media? What infrastructure, please, black man, black woman? Let me just talk to the black folks for a second. Please email me if you can tell me one major systems infrastructure that a black person owns, just one, in any area, whether it be technology, whether it be in the area of pharmacare or medicine, whether it be in the area of nutrition or food, whether it be in the area of construction, whether it be in the area of automobile. In other words, there are, I want to say, I think it was eight, if I remember, infrastructure. What systems do we own? What do we own from product development stage all the way to the delivery stage? None, in no area. Now, that's not by happenstance, so I don't want you to beat yourself up because you don't, or because I don't want you to feel bad. That's not the point of the message. That's not the point of what I'm trying to say. The system, we want to make sure that you don't listen to people like me. Because then I'm going to make you think. And see, a man that thinks is a dangerous man. As long as you don't think for yourself, you good. I can lead you around just like you put a noose inside of a bull's nose. You can pull that bull around every day. I don't care how big and how strong he is. As long as you got that ring in his nose, he's going to follow you around every day, all day. That's what social engineering is. It's that ring in your nose. So Michael Jackson took that ring out of his nose, and he ended up dead. Prince did the same thing. Sammy Davis Jr., Red Fox, what's the other guy's name? Marvin Gaye. And I mean, you can go all through, especially with an African-American community. But what most people, now this happens to all races, by the way, not just black people. I'm talking about the black culture because, again, I'm African-American. But what most people, again, fail to realize is that social engineering is designed to make you, one, powerless. Number two, it's designed to make you weak. And number three, it's designed to make you technologically dependent. It goes on because, see, social engineering also wants you to make you mentally unstable. It wants to make you financially insufficient. It wants to make you emotionally driven. It wants you to be emotionally driven. This is the biggest thing I need you to get today. Social engineering, if you are an emotional person, especially a male, man, and if you're led by your emotions, if you fly off the handle, if you get pissed off, if you're a very emotional dude, you are a walking, talking, breathing construct of the system. Because you can't control your emotions. Because Heru is about emotional control. But what they did is they took out the U and they added in the O. So they took out you and they added in the organization. They added in the O or the Ouroboros. Now the Ouroboros is the serpent eating his tail. So Heru is the ancient Egyptian god who was his own hero, meaning he was self-sufficient, meaning he didn't need outside. Meaning Heru did not depend upon the other deities to be a deity. He was his own deity. Now, I'm not telling you to walk around and declare yourself your own god and all this stuff, man. Please, y'all, hopefully y'all know me better than that, man. Hopefully y'all understand the meat of the message. And if you don't, let me explain it to you. What I'm simply saying, my brothers and sisters, is that you're powerless. This is now subconsciously. It works on a subconscious level. Now, right now, you're listening to me with your conscious brain, and you're saying with your conscious brain, well, this shit doesn't apply to me, Doc. I'm a man, dude. You don't understand. Really? Subconsciously, you're powerless. Subconsciously, you're weak. Technologically dependent. We all are. We're mentally unstable. We're financially insufficient. We're emotionally driven. We're vain. We have unnatural cravings. We suffer from chronic preventable illnesses and diseases that are easily. Asthma is not no, I can't think of no disease that's like a real disease. They all are man-made. Like, I've been trying to think of stuff, you know, and there's very few things, you know, that, I mean, you have to really, really hard. There are some out there. But it's very difficult to find a disease that's a real disease. Everything is a result of it's socially engineered disease. It's not natural. It's not something that naturally occurs in nature. It's a socially engineered disease. Chronic illness is socially engineered. Psychopaths and sociopaths, they're engineered. You are intellectually dumbed down. You are engineered to be stupid. You're not stupid, but you are socially engineered to be intellectually limited. So it's not that you're dumb. You are just in a construct that doesn't give you all the knowledge. So you are intellectually limited. You have learned helplessness. You're not helpless, but you've been socially engineered to be helpless. You are a consumer, but you've been socially engineered to consume. You've been socially engineered to be a mental slave. You've been socially engineered to be satisfied, regurgitating some other fool's opinion instead of researching information for yourself. You've been socially engineered to go and vote for some dude and expect that dude to change your life. But you've been socially engineered because the dominant culture tells you that paying taxes and going to work every day and just waiting for a holiday, you work like a Hebrew slave, and then you just wait until the weekend. You're waiting for the week to end. And so every week makes you weak. So when you work for a week, W-E-E-K, you become weak, W-E-A-K. And you waiting for your week, W-E-A-K, to end, die. Because that's a social construct. That's how you've been socially engineered. But if you don't really look at that, you are the hero. See, the word hero comes from the Greek, from a Greek word. So if you don't understand that, this is a Kemet word. It's a Kemet word. It's a Kemetan word. It's a Kemet word. It's an Egyptian word. It means heru, H-E-R-U. That's where we get the English word H-E-R-O. So both of the words, H-E-R-O and H-E-R-U, sound identical. They are phonetically the same. That's why I can say right, right, and right. They are all phonetically the same. And I can perform a right, R-I-T-E, when I write W-R-I-T-E. And that will make me right, R-I-G-H-T. Your subconscious brain does not know the difference between the three. So it is my intention that the subconscious brain picks up. So the subconscious brain picks up whether I am performing a R. Right now, I am doing a R-I-T-E, or I could be doing a W-R-I-T-E, or I could be doing a R-I-G-H-T. The one that is going to affect you on a subconscious level is my intention. The world that we live in is controlled by my intention. So it is the intent of the government. The word government means meant to govern. So the government wants to govern you. How do they govern you? How do they control you? Through social engineering. But the only way out is through spiritual engineering. But nobody can teach you that, because that's all controlled by the elite. That's all controlled by secret societies and all these lodges and round tables and the corporate media. No movie is released. No music is released. Nothing ever, 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 ever reaches the masses without going through the corporate media filter. This filter, any message like the one that I'm talking to you right now, that is why I will never be on CNN. I will never be like Creflo Dollar or T.D. Jakes or Joel Osteen. Now, I've been saying this for years, and I'm going to say it again, but I'm sorry. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody or step on anybody's toes. You will never hear the truth spoken in public, shown on TV, read in any book. Never. The corporate media elite, the one percenters, filter out anything that has any fragments of the truth that could actually bring about a constructural or a sociological change inside of your spirit that would show you who you really are. That will never happen. So I don't care what version of whatever you got, it is all a lie. Now, people tell me I'm self-deluded like everybody else. My self-delusion, however, is just a little bit limited than yours. Because everything that I study is not written down. I got to hunt and peck and find. This stuff takes hours to find. I was up last night all night. I went to bed this morning at about 5 a.m. So the best time I can study is at night because everybody's asleep. The house is quiet. And I can sit, and I just sit, and I just sit because I can't find it on the internet. And I get a thought in my head, and this thought be like, and it'd be so obvious, and I'd be kicking myself all over. Damn. What up? It takes me 54 years to figure this shizness out. Because it's right there. It's right there. The devil hides the truth in plain sight. I'm like, man, I'm like, are you serious? And we go out, it is the simplicity. And that's why I get angry, because I'm so busy looking that I can't see. We miss the forest because we're looking at the trees. Stop looking at the trees, brother. Stop looking at the trees and focus on the forest. You have been controlled. This next series that I'm getting ready to do, every series this year in 2017, God willing, is going to really be dangerous for your theology. I have to say the truth, man. I've been talking in circles for 5 years now, trying to weed out the people that this message is not for. And they pretty much have gone. So now I can kind of speak more clearly. And I have to change venues. I'm going to do some little, I'm going to have to play the shell game because, you know, Blog Talk be doing this and Spreaker does this. And so I got to be a little bit more creative and change up how I do it. Because the powers that be control the system that I'm using. So what doctor does that mean, dude? Brothers and sisters, that we use is controlled by Lane Gouage. As I've been saying for 20 years, he is an etymological genius. The word magi comes from the word magic, which comes from the word magnetic. That's the world that we live in. What does that mean? That means the language of what I'm doing right now, hero, hero, they sound identical. The spoken language, when at the Tower of Babel, what happened? Do you remember the story at the Tower of Babel? We all remember the story of the Tower of Babel. Babel, again, Babylon. So the word Babel, again, means confusion. So according to the story, remember it's in what, Genesis chapter 11, Tower of Babel, where the whole world had one language and they had one common speech. Now, what happened at the Tower of Babel? Well, at the Tower of Babel, because these fools was on one accord, and they said that they were going to build a temple or a tower up to reach the heavens, up to reach God, that God said that, no, we don't want you guys to come up here, so I'm going to come down there. And I'm going to do something. I'm going to give y'all Lane Gouage. And Lane Gouage came down, and then the people were divided. Because before the Tower of Babel, everybody was on one language, they were one accord, and it says something profound in Genesis chapter 11. It says that Nimrod wanted to build a tower, and he says in Genesis chapter 11, verse 4, let me see if I can pull that up. He says, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So Genesis chapter 11 says, and they said, go, let us build a city, a tower, whose top may reach up into the heavens, and let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So they wanted to make themselves known. They wanted to be a hero. They wanted to be, how can I put this, important. They wanted to have purpose. So in Genesis chapter 11, verse 4, the words may reach, again, are not in the original text. The words, let us go up and build a city and tower that we may reach up into the heaven. Those words are not in the original text. And so, like everything in the Bible, it's not talking about something that's outside of the Bible. This is talking about inside of the Bible or inside of the body. So in this next series, we have to talk about what happened to your body that is prohibiting you from erecting a temple, that is prohibiting you from becoming one. Because remember, if you are on one accord and if you have one purpose, there's nothing that you cannot accomplish. Nothing. That means you can't have purpose. You can't have singleness of mind. You can't have what I preach. You cannot have this. You cannot. The system doesn't allow you to have focus, discipline, and order. It's impossible for you to do it. Don't believe me? Try it. Pick one thing. You can't do it. Guarantee you, you can't focus on one thing just for one day. We ain't talking about your life. Try to focus on one thing. Try to exercise discipline in one area. Try to have order in just one thing. See how hard it is. It's impossible. Because you've been socially engineered. You cannot harmonize spiritual law and natural law to become one mind. It's impossible. Because a double-minded man cannot receive anything from God. That's the process that you've been constructed. That's why you got a left hemisphere and a right hemisphere. You can't think holistically. The system doesn't allow it. The frequency is not even on the earth. What I teach and talk about doesn't even exist on the planet. Go out and tell somebody that you love them unconditionally. You know how people text me and tell me, dude, because I actually tried this, and people tell me, man, you're flirting with everybody. You just like everybody. But no shizness. That's kind of the point. Well, we don't do that. So in order for me to love you, I got to hate everybody else. Okay. So the fact that there is a Black Lives Matter movement is a social engineered construct. A black man did not produce Black Lives Matter. The black people, you know that the NAACP was made by white people, not black people? The organizers of the NAACP, it's not for black people. Because there is no such thing as black people. There was black people, the only people that are called black. Every other, there's Chinese, there's Russians, there's Italians, there's Mexicans, but blacks, we're blacks, we're not Africans. Where did I come from? That's socially engineered, dude, to disconnect you from your heritage for a purpose and for a reason. So every word that they give you is a word they want to give you. So every time they give me a word, I reject it. So they give me that his name is Jesus, no. His name is God, no. His name is Jehovah, no. Don't give me a word, man. I'll figure it out on my own. Don't give me no pre-existing energy. I don't want no pre-existing entity. I'm sorry, I'm going to figure it out myself. Now, I'm kind of strange like that. I don't recommend that you have that kind of righteous indignation because it causes problems. The word hero, let me make sure you understand what's going on, brothers and sisters. What happened at the Tower of Babel? The Tower of Babel, Babylon, Babylonian. So at the base of your skull. Now, brothers and sisters, in the next series, we got to break this down in vivid detail. Because that 33 vertebrae in your spinal cord is where the disconnect takes place so that the paleo sits at the base of your skull. On top of the reptile brain, then the paleo brain, and then the neo brain. And so what I am simply saying and what I will be explaining in vivid detail in the next series, so make sure you guys get ready to start. So we probably started I have a graduation to go to for my niece that's graduating from college with a master's degree on the day that I was going to start the series. So I'll probably move it back a day and start it on that Monday instead of that Sunday. But again, I'm going to be texting everybody and let you know. But everything's the same. Cost is still the same. It's $100 for the series. For everybody that's paid and took advantage of that special that I ran, thank you. God bless you. Appreciate you. You don't have to worry about paying anything. You already paid. But everybody else who have it. Again, it costs $100 to simply go to the email or go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation, make the $100 donation, so that way we're going to get that popping off this weekend. Now, what's going to be popping off? We're going to break down the esoteric meaning of what happened to you. So the esoteric meaning of the Tower of Babel. Now, this conceals one of the most dangerous teachings, because this is called the gateway to divinity. Don't tell nobody I told you. The Tower of Babel means that the whole earth was on one lane through age, and they had one screech. They had one tone. This is called intonation. It's called intonal. Now, all of the ancient texts talks about intoning. Now, Brother Polite talks about one of the few guys that's left on the planet that understand the internal contour or the internal phonology. Most people don't have a clue of what intoning means. It is understanding of tonal phonology, which is what we're going to be discussing in the next series. A part, it's a small, small part, because we have to break down the 10 tones of intoning. But they give you 7. They call them chakra systems. Now, this is so deep. So the phonology. Now, I talk about this inside of my series, Gemoria, Grammar 2. So we have to define phonology. Phonology is the production, the transmission, and the receiving sounds. It's through the intoning. So I am putting a tone in you that will remove from your body at the Tower of Babel. It has nothing to do with a physical tower. Now, whether that was a physical building and it was building there, I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't say whether it was or wasn't. Actually, I don't care if it was there or not. I just know what effect it had on my body. Did Jesus walk around as a physical Jesus on earth? I don't know. I don't care. I just know that the Christos and the Christ oil in my body. Was Moses a physical dude who walked around and opened up a physical Red Sea and all this other shitness that they teach us in the Bible? I don't know. I don't care. All I know is that there was a parting of the Red Sea in my body. All I know is that Jesus turned water into wine. What does that mean? That means that in my red blood cells, something happened to my blood, and my blood changed because my blood was primarily made up of something, and then it changed into something else. So that means that everything that's inside the Bible has a correlating meaning inside the body. That's how you build the temple, is by decoding the body. The Bible. The Bible is for the body. But don't tell nobody I told you. And surely don't go to church on Sunday and preach it. Social engineering took away your ability to be a spiritual engineer. The Egyptians were spiritual engineers. Now, where they came from and all this other stuff, that's another study for another time. But all I know is that they used to be on the right track and then they fell off. Something happened to them. Because their society decayed. See what Doc, what he's saying. Okay, let's go ahead and go. Now, we'll do a part 2 tomorrow where we're going to break down spiritual engineering. We're talking about the problem today. What's the problem? Brother Will, can you speak clearly, please? Sure, brother. Let me break it down for you. So the word hero literally is a tone that blocks the word hero. Let me break it down for you. See, both words phonetically sound similar, but the intent is different. And so the world that we live in is controlled by intention that controls intonation. So it is the intoning that establishes your frequency, your wave of vibration. So if I want to mind F you, if I want to put you on the wrong channel, I'm going to say the exact same word with a different intent. I'm going to make sure that you don't understand that both words mean different things. The word hero and the word hero, even though they phonetically sound the same, they're totally different. And so one produces the anti-spin, the other produces the positive spin. So hero deals the concept of hero. And so if you want to be a hero, sure, knock yourself out. But by being a hero, that means that you can't be a hero. So the word hero, that is why they promote heroes in every freaking movie. Because hero, right brown, hero is left brain. Now the words is the same, but on the frequency, on the tone, on the genetic, on a cellular level. Now most of us, we eat for our tongues. We don't eat for our cells. We eat to be a hero. Big and strong. We don't eat to be hero, to have eternal life. Do you understand the difference? Let's break it down a little further. Everybody talks about what you eat. That's irrelevant. The body only uses minerals and enzymes. So if you don't select the minerals and the enzymes that you eat, the food that you eat is a waste of time. So we focus on food. How many people listening to this call select your meals based upon the minerals and the enzymes that's inside of that plant that can be absorbed by your cells? How many people eat for your blood cells, for your cell? How many people prepare your diet on a cellular level? I don't even do it. And I know this stuff and I teach it. Why don't I do it? It's too freaking hard. You know how hard it is to find, you know the difference between organic and inorganic? You know the body cannot absorb anything inorganic. It has to be organic. It has to be plant-based because you're plant-based, you're an electrical being. Now, you can eat anything, but what is the most beneficial for you to function? Do you know that a cancer cell is a suffocated cell? Cancer exists when you can't get oxygen into the body on a cellular level. Disease exists because the alkalinity state of the body is non-existent on a cellular level. Do you know that the cell is immortal? Do you know that your blood cells, no cell in the body can die? Don't believe me, there's a book called The Immortal Cell. It's on YouTube and it's on Google for free. Title of the book, The Immortal Cell. It's not the cell that dies. The cells die because of the fluid that is in. So if you could keep your fluid alkaline, the cell would never die. Because the government knows that. That's why they got chemtrails in the air. That's why they got fluoride in the water. That's why they got genetically modified organisms in the food. And that's why they want to make sure that you watch a television program that keeps you in an acidic state, because it keeps your body releasing cortisol, because while you're sitting calmly programming yourself to die. Because every movie that you watch releases chemicals in your body that produces an acidic state. That's why they put all that blood and gore and that horror core on TV. Horror movies. What is horror movies? What does it do to the body? The brain cannot tell the difference between fiction and reality. So the brain thinks it's real. So when Jason is running down the alley with that hatchet in his hand, what's happening to your body, brother? Your body is releasing chemicals and is killing yourself. Because the cells are immortal. Them suckers don't die. But we're killing them because of the fluid that's inside of the body. So like Dr. Sabi said, if you can get the mucus out the body, what happened to Dr. Sabi? Yeah, he just died, 2 months ago? Our good buddy, Dr. Miles Monroe. What happened to him? Him and his whole family died in a plane crash. Routine. They said the pilot had made that same flight over 100. How many? They had this dude for like 30, 40 years. Same dude. Routine landing. He could do it with his eyes closed. And he crashed the plane? He did something that he had been doing all his life? It's like saying Michael Jordan missing a layup. The chances of Michael Jordan missing a layup is like zero to none. Now, could it happen? Sure. But the chances are very slim. People who come, Dr. Jethro Clawson wrote a book called Back to Eden. What happened to him? John Allegro wrote that book called, The Sacred Mushroom. Read the Dead Sea Scrolls, and he just dropped every belief system that he had. He slipped off the back of a train. William Cooper rode the Pale Horse. They shot him in the back of the head in front of his wife and kids in Arizona. Man, there is something that somebody don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that you are the hero. You're not no hero. You're the hero. Tomorrow we're going to talk about who the hell is hero. And we're going to talk about spiritual engineering. Because you need to put down, you need to start spiritual engineering your life. Just don't broadcast it. Just don't advertise it. I was contacted by a high-level official who told me, keep talking in circles, because that's probably very good. I talk in circles and it frustrates y'all. I'm doing it for a purpose and for a reason. Now, I talked for a whole hour that I didn't really say too much, but if you picked it up, I said a lot. You just can't come out and just say stuff, because if you value your life and your family, which I do. So I know a lot of stuff, brother and sister, but y'all got to be patient and listen. We got to be smarter than the average Joe. Because this stuff is dangerous stuff. Because people don't want you to live happy. That's what this is about, really. At the end of the day, people, they want you to be miserable because they feed off your misery. They live off the fact that you're unhappy. They want this chaos. They want you to be all over. They want you to be mad and angry. They want to start a race war. They want you to go over there and say something to your neighbor. They want you to go out and be lusting after some little kid. They want you to go over here and steal something that don't belong to you. They don't want you to oscillate and vibrate in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. All I'm trying to do is love people and help people. And people get angry. I get accused of all kinds of stuff. And it's like, now, I used to be a criminal, and I was a damn good one. So if I wanted to manipulate you, brother, sister, trust me, you would be manipulated. It would be easy. I don't have to do no block talk show to do that. I can sit in my house, look at your picture on Facebook and do it. That's all I need. So I'm not sitting up here because I said I got some kind of hidden agenda. I can make way more money with way less effort by being a criminal. Trust me, it's a whole lot easier to make money and get women and do bad stuff than trying to live right. So I'm here because of the fact that I believe and I know that the creator, the real creator of the universe, is a God of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no opposite. There is no law. So if you vibrate on those things, on those levels, if you can put those thoughts in your brain, you override the system. And you, this social engineering construct, you see it. Now you can have, you have sight beyond sight. The reason that I can see something other people can't see is because I have a desire. I'm not living it, but all you got to have is the desire. The Bible says you just have to be willing. It says you got to do anything. Just be willing. Don't want to hurt nobody. Man, I don't care what they do. Don't hurt. Don't try to get even. Let God fight your battles, man. Somebody do you wrong, say, God bless you, brother. They don't pay you, man, don't worry about it. You think I'm worried about people telling me, hey, dude, man, you should be worried. Go after the people that don't pay you, man. There's a dude right now on YouTube, all of my stuff, he takes it, he puts it on his YouTube channel. Dude, making money. Making mad money. There's another lady, she took my whole Dear Kinnear Report stuff. She's in Atlanta right now selling Dear Kinnear Report. She got another man, she calls him something else. She stole my ideals. I know she stole it. Because I taught her how to process it because she was going to work with me. She stole everything that I was doing. She moved, I think she was already in Atlanta. But now she's doing the same thing that I'm doing. Now I know it. I could go over there and I could file patents and I could do all of this stuff. That's negative energy, man. Those are the three things that Plato wants you to do. So I don't want to be socially engineered no more. Why would I fall for that trap? I am not going to react because whatever you react to, you enact to. Emotionalism is a hallmark of demonic possession. They got to get you emotional. That's the only way they can control you. They want you to respond. That's why Yahushua always said, man, they slap you on your left cheek, turn to them the right cheek. Now, is that easy to do? That's very hard to do. Somebody come and slap me in the face, you know. Yeah. Now pray for me because I'm not there yet. But that's the goal. Tomorrow we continue with spiritual engineering. My brothers, my sisters, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Love you. God bless you. Man, thank you very much for joining me on today's show. Really, honestly, I really do appreciate every listener today. God bless you. Love you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like, I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Huh? You're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.